From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Sudan today, pressing the government there to end violence that plagues the western region of Darfur. In Darfur, Arab militias, known as Janjaweed, are carrying out a campaign of raping, looting, and killing against villages of black Africans. More than 1 million blacks have been displaced. Hundreds of thousands have sought shelter in refugee camps. The Sudanese government has been accused of arming and supporting the Arab militias.
Aid workers have called what's happening in Darfur genocide. The United States has gone so far as to call it ethnic cleansing. In a few moments, a conversation with Secretary Colin Powell, first an update on what's happening in Darfur. Washington Post correspondent Emily Wax has been visiting the refugee camps, and she says conditions are dire.
In one camp, I went to several feeding centers where infants were close to death. Doctors Without Borders, who's running the feeding center, says that 100 to 200 people are dying a day. This camp highlighted that there were parents there trying to revive their children. They had been running from attacks on their villages, and many of them have no money, no food, and are hoping this is their last resort, the feeding center.
One of the things that you found in interviewing the refugees in the camps is that there is a clear effort to attack and target African women.
People are terrified, both the men and the women. One study that was released today found that 24% of violent attacks in the Mornay camp were rapes. There's concern about going out to collect firewood, to collect plants outside of the perimeters of the camp. People in the camp describe them as prisons. Literally, they say that word, that they can't leave, that they have no food, they're relying completely on aid, and if they do leave, they risk getting raped. Many women have started banding together and going out earlier in the morning to collect firewood or straw or grass. They are having trouble doing that. I interviewed four women just on Monday who had woken up very early in the morning and were, in fact, raped anyway. There's no control, they feel, over the militias.
Emily, in your story today, you say that international aid workers are convinced that the Arab militiamen are using rape as a weapon of ethnic cleansing, and that there is a clear pattern that emerges in these attacks, that they conduct themselves in the same way in these attacks, and that they repeatedly say the same thing.
That's correct. There's a lot of racial epithets used to create sort of seen as a powerful tool to rape a woman who is from an African tribe, an insult, and also to change the lineage of the child.
You say to change the lineage of the child. You mean to basically create more Arab babies?
That's right. The thinking is that they will then have more power, either eventually fighting African tribes or taking African land, fighting on the side of a rebel group or government-backed militia.
Emily, when you visit the camps and you actually talk to refugees, who do they expect will come in and help return them to their lands?
One thing I hear repeatedly is that they don't trust the government. I was passed several letters in Arabic begging for help from America. They don't feel that this is a problem that will be solved by the government, mostly because there's a strong belief, and human rights groups and the United Nations say there's evidence that the militia were in fact armed by the government.
Emily Wax, Washington Post correspondent in Khartoum.